It's 7:30 a.m. at Dulwich Hill Station. Paul Greenland is here handing out pamphlets to people passing by.
Good morning.
Good morning.
He's joined by his supporter, Kathy.
Good morning, Greens for Grandler.
Greens for Grandler.
The friendliest station is actually Hurlston Park, says Greenland. Polling would seem to suggest otherwise, but people do get friendlier the further west you go.
It's been a good average morning, yes. And it's obeyed the laws of every morning at railway stations. The later it gets, the friendlier the crowd gets. I don't know whether that's because people are better mood when they get up later or because Greens start work later.
Greenland is pretty sure that the Greens have something important to say. Very sure. And something that maybe everyone really does, in some small way, agree with.
When people aren't friendly, what is it that has upset them? Like, what do they complain about?
I mean,
most?
80% of the population are rusted on Labor or Liberal voters. Well, around here it's probably, 65%. But, generally 80% of the population. So, they're hostile to interlopers and to critics. I mean, the Greens are the party that indicts both of them for their neoliberalism, their conformism, their downright boringness. And their irrelevance as far as the real problems of the 21st century are concerned. So, and I think at some level, Liberal and Labor voters, know that the Greens have got something original and relevant to say that their own party should be saying as well.
Really?
So yes.
Think everyone would vote Green if they...
Well, I do. I do think that at some level, most people know that we're cooking and pillaging the planet, that it's an increasingly unequal and unfair society, that there are real things wrong with democracy, and that the Greens have a case, no matter how annoying and irritating that can be to them. I do think most people, in some way, recognise the validity of the case that the Greens make.
It certainly has been a difficult election, but every one is difficult. I never take it for granted. I think it's essential that Labor be re-elected so that we can continue to roll out the national broadband network, so that we can advance issues like marriage equality, so that we can continue a strong economic and jobs focus, so that we can introduce the Better Schools Plan and the Gonski-based reforms over that long period of time. So there's a lot at stake at this election on Saturday.
At the Greenland Forum at Marrickville Town Hall, Greenland faces Anthony Albanese, member for Greenland since 1996. The Deputy Prime Minister's not scared of a challenge, and this time the challenge really is between Labor and the Greens. The Liberal candidate for Greenland, Cedric Spencer, is nowhere to be seen.
Well, the Tories are in hiding. They don't want to be seen and held to be account. Whether it's the fact that Tony Abbott and Joe Hockey are hiding their costings for all of their policies, or whether it be the candidates, where they're literally hiding their candidates. I find it pretty extraordinary. It's arrogant, and it says a lot about their attitude towards Saturday, where they're taking a victory for granted.
The thing is, something curious once happened in Melbourne when a safe Labor seat fell to a Greens candidate, Adam Bandt. Albanese isn't exactly worried about that happening here in Greenland.
Well, Adam Bandt's a much better candidate than Hall Greenland. And Adam Bandt is someone who I disagree with some of his politics, but he appealed to some people in mainstream politics as well. I'm not sure that Hall Greenland was the best choice for the Greens political party, but that's a matter for them. I think people in this electorate are very proud of the fact that someone who lives in Marrickville is the Deputy Prime Minister, and indeed that on three occasions the government has been run from Marrickville Road.